He'd been tasked with squeezing one of the local leather workers for coin. A frail old man who was barely getting by. When the time came, Alec couldn't find it in himself to harm the old man. So now, back to the syndicate he went, empty-handed. He walked up to the large concrete complex, the windows and doors all heavily sealed. The half-orc standing guard gave a chuckle as he watched Alec approach with an expression of defeat written all over his face.
"You get the coin,"
the half-orc grumbled as he yanked open the heavy steel entrance.
"Didn't happen,"
Alec replied nonchalantly, scratching nervously at his goatee as he passed. The half-orc let out a hoot.
"Boss is gonna kill you this time,"
he yelled as Alec started up the stairs.
"Let him,"
Alec muttered to himself as he made his way to the second floor. Once he reached the top, he made a quick turn down the hall until he came upon an old wooden door guarded by another pair of scruffy-looking men.
"Let me by," Alec instructed. "I need to see Snake."
"You got his coin?"
one of the men asked, his hand resting not so subtly on his pistol.
"Just let me by," Alec insisted.
The guards looked to each other, then shook their head in dismay before opening the creaky old door.
"Dead man walking,"
one of them muttered, though Alec paid them no heed. The door slammed and locked behind him once he had fully entered the room. Another pair of thugs stood on either side of him. To his left was a rather burly fellow with a seemingly permanent scowl on his face, his hairy arms crossed at his chest. To his other side stood a man only half-human, the rest of him resembling a reptile more than anything else. He was covered in scaly green skin that stretched into a long, toothy snout. He was Ishkari, a race of half-man, half-reptile sub-dwellers that migrated over from Valion. Despite their grisly appearances, these two meant nothing to him. The real person to fear was the man in front of him. Sitting behind a massive oak desk was the leader of the syndicate, a man known only as Snake. He was a slender fellow with pale skin and buggy eyes. Some had joked that he looked more like a reptile than some of the Ishkari that he employed. None would say that to his face, though, lest they would quickly find themselves dead in one of Boston's dark alleys.
"Alec, how nice to see you,"
Snake said, as an oddly manic smile stretched across his face.
"Tell me, do you have my coin?"
Alec shoved his clenched fists into his pockets as he spoke, certain that this conversation was not going to go well.
"Sorry, boss. He couldn't make a payment this week. Told him we'd hit him double next time. Roughed him up a bit."
Alec was lying, but it was the only hope he had of getting out of this situation unscathed. Snake listened quietly before nodding to the burly man on Alec's left. The man nodded back, then trudged forward and blasted Alec with a hard punch to the stomach. Snake let out a crazed laugh as he watched Alec writhe in pain from the blow.
"Now, I know you're lying to me, Alec. You must have forgotten. I have eyes all over this city. Don't worry, though. I took care of things for you."
Snake let out another laugh as he dumped a small purse of bloodied coins onto the table.
What did you do?"
Alec stammered as he rose back to his feet.
"I got my money,"
Snake screamed, his demeanor taking a quick and abrasive turn around.
"And wouldn't you know, now I'm the proud owner of my very own leatherworking shop."
"You bastard,"
Alec muttered under his breath, realizing that the old man was likely dead.
"What did you say?"
Snake snapped forward, leaning over his wide desk.
"Nothing,"
Alec grumbled, averting his gaze to the floor.
"Good,"
Snake replied.
"I'd hate to have to drain your blood like those mages did to your woman."
Alec's eyes slowly rose from the floor to meet Snake's gaze. Hearing that putrid little man talk about his wife made something inside of Alec snap.
"What did you say?"
he demanded, leaning forward over Snake's desk to meet him eye to eye. Snake grinned.
"Oh, did I hit a soft spot? Maybe I'll just have to go dig up your old lady and teach you a lesson."